Conclusions. A person witnessing the poster display sessions, with each student and or team explaining what they had learned in the process of doing their project, would have noticed a level of intensity that now remains only as a fleeting memory, except for the representative posters on display in the instructor's office today. The instructor reported, in the days that followed, almost a disbelief at how much effort and creativity so many of the students had invested in designing their posters. On the other hand, on the survey questions, nearly two-thirds of the students reported learning little or only a few things from the action research project. Just 38% said they had learned a lot from an assignment that occupied much of the class's attention throughout the entire semester, from August to December. At the same time, 4 out of every 5 of these teacher candidates indicated that this project had increased their understanding of how to write lesson plans and how to accommodate their teaching to the needs of their students. These are positive outcomes, even if a smaller portion of the participants reported having improved their understanding of the action research cycle, which after all was the primary focus of inquiry motivating this research project. In the second effort at preparing teacher candidates through a thought experiment activity like this one, for the purpose of increasing their understanding of and ability to utilize an action research cycle, it will be necessary to more clearly present the focus of inquiry, supported by precise performance objectives, to the students at the beginning and with reviews and reminders throughout the semester.